And here's the thing about why people start to trade is they have a financial problem. That's why I started trading, is because I lost my job. I needed to replace my income. I had a financial problem. But they're looking at the markets like a casino. They feel like if they go in there, they have that casino mindset, that gambler's mindset. I'm going to pull the lever and I'm going to make money and it's going to ease my financial problem. That's the wrong mindset. You got to look at it as like, okay, there's a problem here to solve in the markets and I have to work really hard to solve that problem.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Anarchy Podcast. 99% of traders will never make consistent profits. So why listen to the 99% of advice? On this show, we're going to challenge some of the most hallowed and repeated tenets of trading, and in doing so, set you up to succeed where others fail. Spoiler alert, we don't have a secret strategy or magic wand that will let you skip out on the hard work of learning the markets, but we can debunk viewpoints that are holding you back. If that sounds good to you, come join us.
Hey everybody, welcome to the Anarchy Trading Podcast. Today we have Casey Stubbs on the show. Casey is the founder of TradingStrategyGuides.com. He's the host of How to Trade It podcast and the writer of The Complete Trading System. On today's episode, Casey tells his unique story, how mentors sped up his learning process, and how having the correct mindset is crucial to day trading success. You're going to love it. So with that, Casey Stubbs.
Really, really excited to have you on, Casey.
Oh, thank you. I'm so great to be here. Really appreciate it.
So how did you, could you just give us like a quick summary of who you are and let our listeners know how you got into Forex, how you got into trading, and kind of give us your, a little bit of your story.
Okay. Well, I'll try to keep it short and sweet and to the point because everyone loves the long intros. So I started and I was born in a very farmhouse out in the wilderness. No, just kidding. I got started trading as a young man, mid-teens, because my dad was a trader and he was stock trading and he wanted to learn how to get the trades done online. And so he didn't know anything about computers, right? So he needed to set up his stock trading rig, so to speak. And I was a kind of a computer nerd. And so he asked me to help him get everything set up. And when I did, I got really interested in trading. I had visions of myself being a 18-year-old trading millionaire. And I guess the rest was history. Once I got the bug, it never left.
Awesome. So did the 18-year-old millionaire thing pan out?
You know what? I didn't quite make it. But I did pretty well starting out because I joined the military at 19. That was in 96. And I just put all of my money into the market. Like, you know, they give you this scratchy wool blanket for free to for your room. And it like causes, it rubs your skin off. And that's what I used. Everybody else would go out and buy big comforters and nice blankets. But I'm like, you know what? I'm putting my money in the market. So I put everything I had in the market. And it worked out really well because the end of the 90s was one of the biggest bull runs back in those days, if you guys remember that. And so I absolutely crushed it. Didn't really know what I was doing yet, but my first 4 years were pretty solid.
So were you day trading at that time or were you more just long trade, just putting it in, like putting it into, you know, what were you putting your money into? And were you just like throwing it in there and leaving it? Or were you like actively, I would say day trading? Cause I mean, we're a day trading podcast, right? So we do mostly day trading.
Yeah. So, no, I was definitely not day trading. I didn't start that until many years later. I was interested in tech stocks at the time. They were very popular. And so I bought some tech stocks and I had some knowledge about tech stocks. So, yeah, I was too busy. They didn't really quite have the internet over there where I was at in Germany. I mean, they had internet, but it was just wasn't like conducive for day trading at that point. But so I was, and plus I had a day job. The army kept me kind of busy.
Wow. For sure. For sure.
So when you, I mean, you said you didn't start until many years later. I mean, could you talk us through kind of, you know, what that process was like? Like, when did you make, like, start kind of dabbling in, like, you know, trading, whether that's swing trading, stuff like that, or like, when did that happen? What kind of, you know, how did that process go? Cause that's a painful process sometimes.
Yeah. So that was pretty interesting also because 2008 happened and we had a downturn. So I had been investing for you know, ever since I was a teenager, but I hadn't done actual trading. But when I got out of the Army, I started in construction, and 2008 happened. Construction was really bad. I could not find a job anywhere. And so I got laid off. And while I was laid off, I was bored and was looking for work. And so I thought, okay, let's go dive into this trading thing a little bit deeper. I have the market experience. I'm an investor. I'm going to go ahead and start trying to trade. I didn't have a ton of capital, but that's when I got into Forex trading and really started doing some day trading and swing trading at that point.
And what did that process look like? Like, so you weren't familiar. I mean, you had like investing experience, but not trading. So when you started trading, what did it look like? Were you immediately profitable? Did it take a while? How long did it take? Like, what did that learning process look like for you?
Well, Jordan, you guys interview people for the show, and I would be interested to find someone that was immediately profitable, especially in day trading. That just, I think that's an impossibility. So I did start out, actually, I started out pretty good because I had some help, right? It's great to have help. I started, when I was laid off, I didn't just start trading. I actually started my website, right? And so I'm also very active in the publishing community and providing content. So I just started this website saying, okay, I'm going to start trading. I'm going to post my journey online. Well, that, I think just because of the timing, 2008, kind of like the COVID thing, people were laid off and there was a lot of people looking for other things to do. So my site really took off. And I got a lot of traffic, and I happened to, while I was sharing some of my struggles, I happened to attract some traders that were really good. One specific trader reached out to me and he's like, hey, I'll help you, you know, and he started coaching me. And so, yeah, I actually did pretty good to start off. And then I'd say my first 3 months were pretty good, but then I got a little overconfident and didn't really understand the emotions that went with that, because I'm like making all this money and I'm doing really well, and you know, just got crazy with my risk and ended up crashing everything. And then from that point, it was so difficult because my mental state was so messed up. I don't think I actually won a trade for like 3 months after that. Like, it just messed me up so bad.
It's interesting how much psychology, you know, your mental state like plays a role. And Jordan and I didn't fully understand this when we first started. I don't think anybody really does, because, you know, it's so much more, there's a lot of gray area in trading, right? It's not just as clear as just following a script. And so, you know, there's a lot of feel. And so your mental state plays a massive role. So how did it, like, was it just a matter of time in kind of getting past that, you know, kind of getting that confidence back, getting your mental state back? Like, how did you get your mojo back essentially and, you know, start making, you know, getting past that dip?
Yeah, Levi, that's an interesting point, because I was speaking with another trading guy, and I can't remember his name right now. He's the host of the Alpha Mind podcast, and he was sharing some stuff about, because he coaches like big time traders, guys that make like $100 million a year or more, 50 million, like big time guys. And he was sharing the story about how one trader was following another one, and the trade of the system was so good, and yet he still couldn't duplicate the results. And that's kind of what you were saying, is that it's a gray area, right? You might be following every single trade and doing everything that you think is right, and yet you still can't make money that someone else is making. And the truth is, you've got to really figure it out. And I honestly believe that if you're following a system, you still have to understand really deep inside how it works for you, how to manage your emotions, how to manage risk, to really know inside and out your system. And so to answer your question is, I really had to do that deep dive on myself, figure out what was causing these roadblocks, And break through those obstacles and barriers. Everything from really testing the strategy, building confidence up, understanding how to deal with the emotions of the losing streaks, how to deal with emotions of winning streaks, how to try to maintain and kind of a more of a middle flow and not go up and down. Because right now, what I grade myself on is the profits are wonderful, but really I grade myself on is, okay, did I follow my process? Did I do what I needed to do? Because I know that if I do those things, the profits will come, and I try not to let emotions dictate the process.
So how did you like manage those? Like, do you have any tips or tricks for people for managing their emotions? Cause like that's the biggest thing I think for any beginner trader, right? Like being able to actually manage those expectations and those emotions. Like how do you do that practically?
I think, Jordan, for me, it is what are you grading yourself on, right? So am I grading myself on, am I making money, or am I grading myself on how well did I follow my system? How well did I do my daily performance checklist, you know? And so I try to get myself emotional now if I'm being boring and if I'm following my process, right? Like that's when I get my emotions up, is like, yeah, I followed my rules, not on the profit. And it's so hard. That's really hard to do. Because the profit is why we do what we do. And so to change the scorecard, so to speak, it's really difficult.
Yeah. That's one of those things that it's much easier said than done, but it's definitely, we did a podcast a few months back. I forget who talks about it, but about leading and lagging measures, about, you know, aiming for making goals based around like leading measures, the things that if you do will lead to what you want rather than kind of aiming for what you want. Classic example being, you know, you should aim for your goal should be, you know, I should go to the gym and eat healthy rather than I want to lose 20 pounds. Cause if you go to the gym and eat healthy, then that will happen naturally. And so in trading it does seem, you know, every successful trader we've ever talked to, they are obsessed with, you know, aiming for their leading measures of, hey, did I follow my rules? Like, did I do what I needed to do? And then the money follows. Like that, you know, day trading is all, I mean, trading in general is all about, hey, you're going to win some, you're going to lose some. That's a really tough mindset shift to make.
Yeah, totally. And I read a book. It might have been the same book about the leading and lagging indicators. And that's the whole point, is the profit is a lagging indicator. It's something that's showing whether you were doing the other things, right? It's a result. And so you want to focus on the things that you're doing that create that profit. And unless you know that, it's really tough. And so some of those things that you got to focus on are, okay, your risk management, right? That's just so critical. You know, your entry techniques, like, are you following them specific? Do you really understand how your strategy works? Those are the types of things that you need to be watching and not focusing on the profit, which is a lagging indicator.
Do you have any advice? Like you mentioned having a, you know, a mentors or coaches early on, people who are really good that helped you kind of make good progress early on. Do you have any advice for people who are new to day trading or new to trading in general, who are looking for people who can do that? Because like, especially in today's Twitter and Instagram world, where there's a bunch of gurus out there, a bunch of essentially snake oil salesmen who are, you know, promising quick returns and promising to make you a millionaire if you just follow what they say, to do what I say and I'll make you a millionaire. Like, do you have any advice on that, on how to find somebody who's, you know, who can help lead you and avoid those, you know, kind of a, how to avoid the false prophets essentially?
Yeah, that's an amazing question. And I can process it here with you a little bit. Because I don't know if I have a solid answer, just kind of like everything else, but I think one thing that's really important if you're looking for a mentor, and you don't necessarily have to pay, right? I mean, there's people out there that will do it, that will help you just because you're willing to learn. I have someone. So I recently published a book, and somebody just emailed me, and he's like, "Hey, I really want your advice and I want some help." And so I'm helping him, and I'm not going to charge him anything. I'm just doing it because I want to help him. He's a young guy and he's looking for feedback. He's teachable, so to speak. He is asking me for advice and questions, and I like that, you know? So I'm willing to help him. I can spend some of my time to help him out. It's not a problem for me. And I think there are people, other people out there like that, but you got to be a person that's willing to ask questions and to be able to be teachable and to be able to, maybe hold yourself accountable a little bit. I know I get other people that have asked me for advice and help, but they're just, they won't listen to a word I say. And as a matter of fact, they come with telling me what to do or throwing out accusations or just a lot of other things. And it's like, I just want to tell them, you're never going to be successful because you just don't have the right attitude. You know, you just got to have a good attitude. So I'm talking about me, but, and my relationship too, with some of the mentors I've had, I just try to get to know somebody. I want to find, if you're going to have a mentor, you know, buy their product, do everything, and then go all the way with that one person. You know, don't buy 20 different products, but you're going to find out if you go all the way with a mentor and you do all of his products, you find out everything, you reach out, you ask questions, you get help, you receive feedback, you're going to find out whether they really know what they're talking about. And, you know, most of the mentors that I've had, I became friends with because I really worked hard at doing everything that they were teaching, and we became friends.
I mean, a lot of the traders out there, like, we want to help other people. Like, we've seen there's so many scammers out there, right? Like, I feel like the legit guys were out here. We really want to help people actually be able to learn how to trade without, you know, avoiding all those pitfalls that honestly we've all had those pitfalls. We've all had the school of hard knocks. And I guess we kind of want to save people from some of those hard knocks if possible. I don't know if that's always possible. Honestly, I don't think it is possible because the only way you learn is through those hard knocks, right?
That's it. Yeah. Yeah. And honestly, you know, if a guy is selling a system and he's, you know, sells you the system for $2,000, you know, I mean, yeah. I feel like any trader can make any system work if he works it.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, yeah, you might not make the green arrow thing work or whatever, but eventually, if you keep working it, you're going to make it work. A lot of these guys just can't do it because they don't have the mindset. They buy a green arrow platform and they lose on the first day because they literally put everything on the first day. I'm not saying the green arrow platform is wonderful, but you know, they don't know what it takes to be a trader anyways. And finding a green arrow system is not going to help you become a great trader.
I think that's really interesting you mentioned that. Sorry, Levi.
No, you're good. You're probably going to ask what I was
No, I think that's really interesting you bring that up because the fact is you mentioned that you can pretty much make any system work. So what you're saying is, so it's not nearly more about the system, rather it's more about the person using the system and the actual time put in on any system and how you interpret the markets, right?
Yeah. You know, it's so funny because I, as a podcast host, I'm talking to all kinds of traders and I'm just so terrible with remembering the names of them. And so if I learn something from you guys and then later I'll mention you on a podcast, you're probably not going to get a plug because I'll forget your name. But this guy, he started a YouTube. I do remember his YouTube channel, so he'll at least get that. It's called Flat Earth Trading Society, right? And so the guy is proving that his entries mean nothing. And he's literally, every time he takes a trade, he uses a different metric. Like he'll throw names on a dartboard and he'll throw darts at them. Or he'll like go shopping and he sees something at the store. He's like, oh, I want to trade this, you know? And so every single time he enters a trade, it's totally random, totally different. And yet he just follows his trade rules. And so he's posting every single trade for a year. And he's really profitable.
I love that. I'll have to check them out because I think a lot of the problem that a lot of new traders have, I'd love to hear your thoughts on this, but a lot of they come in with the wrong mindset. And I think I don't even blame them. I think a lot of that isn't their fault, but they've been told a lot of people do sell their system as if the system is the magic. And right. I like what you're talking about. Like the system isn't the magic, right? If you're spending money for a system, you know, it's fine, right? Technique is good and there are best practices and everything like that. But at the end of the day, you know, it's you. And, you know, just like playing an instrument, you can learn good technique, but at the end of the day, the only way to play an instrument well is put a lot of time in and get that feel and develop that. I appreciate that take.
That's the reason why I never learned to play an instrument.
Exactly. Well, so you'd mentioned, you know, if you buy, you know, if you're following somebody and you buy their product and kind of go with that and stick to one thing, I really appreciate that. Talk to us a little bit about, your, you know, your book. I know you mentioned a book, you have a podcast. Talk to us about like what's in the book and kind of what you wanted to convey there.
Well, completely focusing on that strategies are not that critical. I do teach a strategy in the book, but I spend the first like two or three chapters really hammering the whole mindset thing and like the casino mindset. You know, everybody wants that system. And here's the thing about why people start to trade is they have a financial problem. Right. That's why I started trading is because I lost my job. I needed to replace my income. I had a financial problem. But they're looking at the markets like a casino. They feel like if they go in there, they have that casino mindset, that gambler's mindset. I'm going to pull the lever and I'm going to make money and it's going to ease my financial problem. That's the wrong mindset. You know, you got to look at it as like, okay, there's a problem here to solve in the markets and I have to work really hard to solve that problem. And it's just like the leading and lagging indicator thing that we talked about. If you work hard at solving that financial problem, the market, you will be able to have success. But if you go in there and you're looking at it like it's a casino, you're going to take your financial problem and you're going to make it even worse. And it's most of the people that get into trading, especially day trading, investing is a little bit different because investors have cash flow. They're throwing your extra cash flow for an investment, but traders are trying to turn around and create financial gains immediately. Those are the ones that ended up losing because they're the ones that enter the market with the bad mindset.
Awesome. So Casey, tell me, what's the name of the book? What's the name of your website? How can people get a hold of you? They want to hear more about your stuff, your books, your systems. How do they do that?
Okay. So my book is called The Complete Trading System by Casey Stubbs. And my website is Trading Strategy Guides. That's pretty much, and you can get my podcast there too. It's called How to Trade It, where I interview traders and all kinds of different traders. We have great conversations and I've been doing that show for 6 years now.
Awesome. And are you on Twitter or Instagram or anything?
You know what? I'm on Twitter and that's a great place to get a hold of me. I'm also on LinkedIn as well.
Awesome. Well, hey, I appreciate the time today. Really, really appreciate the insight there, Casey. And we'll have to have you back on because I've got a lot more questions. Would love to dive into those. I know your time's limited today, though. So appreciate the time.
Okay. Well, thank you. Really appreciate the time as well. And I'd love to have you guys on my show, too.